whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, welcome back. Maybe there's going to be an offer for Brian Schottenheimer to be Cowboys head coach at some time in today's broadcast. Stay tuned. We'll break in with news if it does break. It's time now for a college football darty. Here's the Chief.
Well, we got a crown, and Ohio State gets it done, 34-23. It was a little bit more stressful than Buckeye fans wanted there into the fourth quarter. I did love the shots into the stands, seeing the frightened Buckeye faces.
Yeah.
That did bring me some joy because that fan base sucks so bad. What they did to Ryan Day and his family, did you see his kid talking about it? His kid was like, yeah, I couldn't even go to school. After you lose to Michigan, he said it wasn't until after the Tennessee game where I could basically show my face anywhere.
Wow.
As his son, who's like in high school or something.
Jeez.
Buckeye fans are really, really awful.
I did
enjoy seeing their videos, though, where did they break into the shoe?
Oh, my gosh. Yep. They broke into the shoe. They went to the 50-yard line. They were celebrating. The security guards there, honestly, were like, you know what, guys? Have at it. Let's go. Student base. Let's party. They're burning couches along the streets in Columbus. It was a raging party.
That's the thing to do, I guess. You just set stuff on fire. Couches. It seems to always be couches getting set on fire. Mm-hmm. Like, who decides, hey, it's going to be my couch? They have, like, some type of decision on campus beforehand. Hey, guys, it's my couch that's getting burned here.
Yep.
Hopefully, we should have teed up Walchuk's poo couch. Honestly, that would have been the one
we could
to see go.
I like it when the towns make pre-championship rioting preparations. Like, hey, guys, we're going to have a bonfire here. You know, please don't leave any cars on the street. Don't break anything.
Just bring your couch.
Who's the place that? Where's the school that set up the? Who's the school that set up the pizzas?
BYOC.
Remember, they were feeding the kids.
Yeah, who was doing the pizzas? That's a great question. Who was doing?
Was that Connecticut? Was that Connecticut?
It might have been. Might have been. Yeah, because
stores?
They're the pizza.
Like, listen, come eat free pizza. Don't burn anything. We'll feed you. Just show up.
Yeah, that's the move right there. Yeah. That's the bribe.
Yeah.
I would take
that. Of course, in Philadelphia, they have to grease all the poles and make sure there's no horse poop on streets.
Yeah, otherwise, then the real eating will commence. We all watched the McAfee cast. I mean,
yes,
that was the PSA.
Shout out to Ty Schmidt with his fake Lou Holtz the whole time. He stole the show. He was unbelievable, and he deserves all the praise for that. He was brilliant.
Yeah, I hadn't seen his impression, but they had him, one of McAfee's guys does a Lou Holtz impression, and they had him with the Lou Holtz mask on, decked out in Irish gear, and he was fake Lou Holtz the entire duration of the game, and it really was hysterical. I'm assuming, Lucius, that's how you soaked it in, right?
Oh, of course, bro, and the people at my house had no idea this was the alternative broadcast.
Nice. Did they just cuss?
Yeah, he says, man, you see his ass run? They said, whoa. Wait a minute. This is what we're doing on TV now? Yeah, that's the ESPN broadcast.
High-level entertainment, man. It really was. So congrats to Ohio State.
You know, I'm just happy when I get on to whatever app I'm watching and I see the game. I just click the first thing. I'm like, it's like finding a needle in a haystack, you know. So I don't even know if the McAfee alternate cast was available for me last night. Maybe it was. Maybe it wasn't.
I had a good inclination it was available.
Yeah.
It's on ESPN too, you know.
I know the package you have is pretty unprecedented.
I had
pretty
it
all-encompassing.
On. Yeah, we got it.
Okay, so I did want to look back because we teased the most bet tickets for player props going into the game. Which ones hit?
Our quarterback runner got it, right?
Quarterback runner got it. He might have got on that first drive.
First drive. Like 2 yard shot on the first drive, but that thing was a lock.
And that actually, let's start there. Let's start with the two quarterbacks. Obviously, things got difficult for Riley Leonard between that first drive and really like the end of the third quarter. But man, I will say he was really freaking impressive once he got over how exhausted he was from basically carrying the team on the first drive.
Yeah.
That dude was making plays outside the pocket, the connection. It was really just, it's Leonard and Greathouse versus Ohio State is pretty much what it was. Ohio State's like, we got guys all over the place. Pick your poison here, whatever you want to do. I'll have a couple of receivers that are like 80, 60 yards, whatever. But for Notre Dame, like they couldn't run the ball for squat. It was just Riley Leonard, run the ball, throw the ball. And Will Howard, of course, like he starting the game, was he like 14 or 15 to start the game? Just completely dialed. kudos to him having his best game of his career when
he's got
it mattered
the intangibles
most.
Of a champion. Now he just needs the traits that are draftable.
That's right. Know? Yeah.
I think Riley Leonard might have gotten too worked up by all the runs, the big plays, getting hit a couple of times. You know, I think your adrenaline just got the best of him, and it took him a long time to calm back down.
Yeah, yeah, it took too long to catch that second wind. Riley Leonard over 36.5 rushing yards. That was the fifth most bet ticket leading.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Into the game, that one hit. He only had 40. But they needed every single one of those. Now, Jeremiah Love, Notre Dame running back, we said like over 45.5 rushing yards. That was the fourth most bet ticket. He ends the game with 4 carries for 3 yards. Mm. They could not run the ball at all. They could not run the ball.
We talked about that, though, in our pregame buildup was that the veteran Ohio State defensive line, it's hard to with Williams and Sawyer. And those guys are just, you know, and then you got the safeties playing downhill. They're very, very difficult to move the ball on that way.
Notre Dame running back Aeneas Williams over 24.5 receiving yards was the third most bet prop, and he didn't end up in the stat sheet at all. Yeah. So that's a miss. So we're 1-for-3 right now on hits. The second most bet ticket, Buckeye quarterback Will Howard over 245.5 passing yards. He did not hit that number. It was like 230. And then Emeka Ibuka, over 61.5 receiving yards. He finishes with 64. That was the most bet player prop. He hit it. So congratulations to those bettors right there. Now, we did have, I mean, Ryan Day, did you see him just launching his headset?
Oh, he did.
I think it landed in some Buckeye fans' hands. Like, yeah. That's how far, yeah. Like, he was putting, he put everything in it.
Yeah, he got rid of it.
A lot of torque. I bet he can drive a golf ball like an animal.
Yeah, he turned on it and just spun it like he was throwing a discus.
Yeah.
He just kind of spun it into the crowd, and then they got him. But they nailed him with the Gatorade bath. You notice that? They held him, and then, man, that thing went direct.
Green.
No bouncing off his head or anything like that, you know.
It was a good pour.
It was a good pour, yeah.
I do want to show some love to Chip Kelly as well. Like, you talk about that final sort of the dagger play, deep 3rd-and-11 to Jeremiah Smith. It was a ballsy pitch and catch, but ballsy call as well. Like, he was – Chip Kelly's like, dude, if they're going to play man and blitz us, we got the guy, we got the call. Will Howard is locked in. He's playing the best of his career. Let's do this thing. Congratulations to Chip Kelly for that. But also,
even though he robbed us of what could have been an insane finish, do you think Notre Dame would have gone down and scored if they got the ball there?
That's a great question. Do they score and get the 2-point conversion? It's really just Greathouse. Like, it's literally, if you're Ohio State at that point, you're like, just erase Greathouse and dare anybody else to beat you. I'm assuming that the Buckeye defense would have stood tall because, again, that red zone defense, that goal line defense, scoring on them is an absolute beating.
Every time I was watching Notre Dame offense, that kid showed up.
Yeah.
I mean, every game that, you know, like you're like, oh, let's watch some Notre Dame. Let's watch a couple players here. And he's making play after play after play. I mean, I don't think Ohio State had a really good answer for him. There's a shot that they probably would have driven down the field if they got the opportunity.
But you're right on Chip Kelly. I don't know if he's got what it takes to be a great head coach, but I think if I was a needy program, I'd give it a shot. Because if you get him the players, I mean, he's going to make some stuff happen. Didn't work for him well at UCLA, but at Oregon, he was at the top of the world 14, 13 years ago.
Yeah, and that play, the Jeremiah Smith touchdown early in the game where they do like the they call it the orbit return,
yeah,
where the player goes back across, like he's basically reversing around the quarterback, but then he stops midway and reverses course. And it's a great play for a man defense, which Notre Dame was hell-bent on playing. And it ends up being that play where where Ohio State scored on, that was actually a play that Alabama had run and scored on Ohio State in the title game back in 2020 with Devontae Smith. It was a copy and paste play right like around the 10-yard line or whatever. And so Chip Kelly took what Alabama did to Ohio State like 4 years ago in the title game, copy and paste, touchdown, Buckeyes. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, a little Philly special flavor on that.
Yeah, exactly.
He was in his bag the entire run here. He really was.
I loved the two-point conversion play that Notre Dame ran, even though it almost got tripped up in the backfield. Hell of a play.
Yeah, it was.
Guy's butt naked.
And then Dan Wolkin, respected journalist, he was criticizing Notre Dame after the game, amateur hour. He was calling it. He said bizarre scenes from the Notre Dame locker room, players yelling at reporters, coaches warning people not to ask certain questions. Amateur hour, he says. So I don't know what it, I guess obviously emotions were high. You take an L and you're like, forget it. Put a barricade on the doors. Don't let the reporters in here.
Maybe that's what happens when the coach is always taking the blame. Players can't deal with
it. Yeah, they're not used to it.
I mean, they had been on a hell of a winning streak, and I'm sure it was very painful, but yeah, you hate to see that.
Congratulations to the Buckeye players, but not to their fan base. They can go bleep themselves.